Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. In a much-needed respite to e-wallet companies, the Reserve Bank of India on Monday extended the deadline for completion of Know Your Customer norms for prepaid payment instrument issuers by 6 months. As per RBI directions, PPI issuers were required to complete the KYC process by February 28, 2019. Social networking service Twitter has been given 10 days to reply to Parliamentary Committee on Information Technology's questions in a written format. The panel meet will take place on 6th March now. Twitter's head of public policy, Colin Crowell, today appeared before the panel chaired by BJP MP Anurag Thakur, who asked him to ensure that the upcoming Indian elections are not undermined and influenced by foreign entities. Close on the heels of his wife entering active politics, businessman Robert Vadra, the husband of Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, yesterday indicated in his Facebook post that he was open to a larger role in serving the people, inviting ridicule from the BJP. Vadra took to the social media site to express his desire to enter active politics, following the footsteps of his wife. Making its first major move into the airport business, the Adani Group pipped up to 7 contenders to emerge the highest bidder for 5 Airports Authority of India-run airports put up for privatization by the government last year. In November, the centre had cleared a proposal for carrying out operations, management and development of 6 airports on a public-private partnership basis for 50 years. This is part of an initiative to provide world-class infrastructure and services to stakeholders. In a major breakthrough in Pulwama terror attacks, the National Investigation Agency, or NIA, on Monday identified the Maruti Eco minivan used by the suicide bomber Adil Dar that claimed the lives of 40 CRPF personnel, India Today has reported. According to an NIA spokesperson, the vehicle was bought by a Jaish-e-Mohammed operative identified as Sajjad Bhatt just 10 days before the February 14 strike. The country's largest car maker, Maruti Suzuki India, on Monday said it has expanded its pre-owned sales network to 200 outlets in 132 cities across the country. The company had relaunched upgraded True Value Network with new brand and retail identity 19 months ago. The auto major sells all its pre-owned models from True Value outlets. Yoga guru Baba Ramdev is likely to head the country's first government-recognized board on Vedic education. The trust Patanjali Yogpeeth's bid to set up the proposed Bharatiya Shiksha Board was judged the best by a selection committee on Saturday. The governing council of the Maharshi Sandipani Rashtriya Ved Vidya Pratishthan will consider the 5-member panel's recommendation this week. The MSRVP, headed by HRD Minister Prakash Javrekar, has been given the responsibility of appointing a private sponsoring body to see that their BSB is set up. The MSRVP has also been working on the promotion of Ved Vidya. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.